I feel like novels in America are like even more so like that, because there's a whole like the CIA funded, I think, the like Iowa Writers Workshop, like the first MFA in the US, and like was specifically like angling, you know, writing towards like this very individualistic, like, you know, at least if you're talking about like someone being a leader of a movement, it's like there is a movement, but a lot of that kind of writing was just like should be about like the inner emotions of these like very bourgeois characters, where it's like the best novel is like about like the thoughts and feelings of a middle-aged college professor who's on the tenure track.
Yeah, thanks, oh, Philip Roth.
Yeah.
Yes, my whole body of work is about my dickery getting hard for my students.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like a very, it's like there's so many types of media like that that are so focused on the individual and like
chapter people- three. This morning I walked down Canal Street and I got a sandwich and I looked at a lady who had a very fine pussy. Then I got on the subway and I looked at another pussy and it was quite good.
It's quite fantastic. It made me think of Henry James and what he might have to say. Turn of the screw? How about I turn my screw inside you, madame? The sun- rejected again.
The sunlight glinted off of the Rockefeller Center building plaza as I saw a pale, fervent group of legs.
And I became irreparably hard. It was a terrible fate. I had to beat off in the subway bathroom.
MacArthur genius grant. Pulitzer.
Incredible. Yes.
That's how all that shit is.
Yeah.
All of the fucking 70s like and 80s like MacArthur genius grant. If you like see, read that stuff,
Cormac just- McCarthy is Cormac McCarthy very characteristically was tweeted some shit like, my publicist says I should tweet more, so here is a tweet.
Yeah, I saw those.
Very funny. I don't
he thinks the way he writes, which rules.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Like a baby.
But I mean, like, I like his books.
No, I like him too. I mean, yeah. I don't love his writing style, but
it's for babies.
The Road is good.
Yeah,
Blood Meridian is really good. But it is for babies.
what we really need is to make this country more like Blood Meridian.
Yeah.
Just wanton, rampant violence and unstoppable evil force making its way across a barren landscape, which in
it's
itself
already like that,
becomes
really
a main character.
Mm-hmm. Like, but it's basically like that.
We're like 10 years away from that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A few more wildfires.
Blood Meridian is cool because it feels like Mad Max, but there's no cars.
Yeah,
all horses.
Just horses, yeah, mad horses.
Oh, I can't wait till the country, this whole country, is Mad Max shit.
Because then you'll all be powerful. Cars.
Oh yeah, you'll be the car like shaman.
That's right, the car shaman. I found a name for my new podcast. Welcome to the car shaman. We're going to be doing three yoga poses that you can do on your hood. The car shaman. We're going to be mixing various tonics that you can drink to make you drive better.
Yeah, we're gonna put in a nitro injector, but it's actually gonna be filled with Ashkawan.
yeah, we're gonna 10 ways to brew DMT in your coolant system.
Yeah, you lift up your hood and you've got your, you know, your coolant here, and then you've got your oil here, and then you've got your kratom catcher.
Oh,
is
my
that
God.
Possible? Can you make an engine make kratom?
My dream job. I mean, I know we talked about this on a previous episode, but like my dream job would be to have like a truck, like those guys that go around to auto shops and sell tools. But I open up the back of the box truck and it's just like it's just a head shop with plus drugs.
Nice.
Yeah, and I'm not going to garages and stuff. I'm going to like. I don't know. Like, I'm going to various like media publications, and I'm like expanding their mind so they don't suck anymore.
You just like parked outside of Vox headquarters. just being like, would you like to microdose today, sir?
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm selling like shrooms, but they're all laced with heroin. That's the Vox that's the Vox edition, yeah.
Yeah. You're just trying to give them fentanyl?
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of head shops, like Brent and I just the other day, a new like head shop opened in our neighborhood, and they had some like Delta 8 stuff. So I was like, oh, I should finally try a Delta 8 gummy. And I ate half of one last night. And as far as I can tell, it basically is just an edible. Like it's just it's not CBD. Like I got fucking high. Like I feel like I ate half of an edible.
Okay, I feel like I should try this. I haven't had any Delta 8 yet.
You could just buy it at the store.
It's literally at a boat, like a bodega. It's really crazy.
He had like a jar full of pre-rolls that for like $7 of like Delta 8 weed.
How is Delta 8 legal though?
I don't know. It's like a loophole technically that's not
humongous.
It's technically not complete weed.
It's a different kind of THC, I think. Like the Delta 9 is normal weed and Delta 8 is regular weed, and it's some nerd.
No, no, no.
About,
9
like,
is regular. 8 is
the I get it backwards?
Stuff.
Yeah, 9 is regular. Yeah, it was like a thing of, I don't know how many edibles are in here, like 15 for 30 bucks.
You know, you want to know how they named it? They were like, okay, they smoked that shit, and they were like, okay, what are you at right now? And I'm like, I'm like at an 8.
I'm at like an 8. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's basically what it feels like. Slightly weaker regular weed.
Which is great. Sick. It's just mids.
Because I was reading about like the differences of like the edibles, and it was sort of saying like normal weed will make you a little more like maybe paranoid. If it like has that effect on you, and like more of a sudden onset of being high, and that like Delta 8 is more of like a gradual onset, which I don't actually know if that was my experience. I think it's just sometimes
I take
like,
back everything I said about the decline of the American Empire. You can buy mids at convenience stores.
Yeah,
why
it's
have
actually
I not been on this shit?